With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Elon Musk, whose time as Doge chief recently ended, is parting ways with President Trump over the One Big Beautiful Bill now being debated in the Senate. Musk is harsh in his criticism of the measure and those who voted for it in the House.
With all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong about the One Big Beautiful Bill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has spoken to Musk at length about the tax cut and budget bill, so his criticism is disappointing. Tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from most countries have risen to 50%, effective today. President Trump says he's determined to stop America's trading partners from ripping us off. Iran's supreme leader is defiant, saying there's no way the Islamic Republic will stop enriching uranium, something that experts say is key to building a nuclear arsenal.
The remarks by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei colored in a red line, one that says Tehran refuses to give up enriching uranium in any possible deal with the U.S. That demand has been repeatedly made by American officials, including President Donald Trump, though it remains unclear just how much envoy Steve Witkoff brought it up in his initial proposal to Tehran. But what Khamenei did not say in his speech matters as well. He didn't reject the talks, which Iran views as crucial for its economy to lift some of the crushing economic sanctions it faces. Khamenei also didn't insist on any specific level of nuclear enrichment. Iran now enriches uranium up to 60%, a short technical step from weapons-grade levels. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The family of the Egyptian man charged in Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, faces possible deportation. The man's wife and five kids have been detained by immigration authorities. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 49 points higher. NASDAQ futures ahead 20 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention tackles pornography.
Delegates to the looming summer convention will be encouraged to adopt a proposed resolution that urges lawmakers across the country to ban all porn outright. The SBC resolution wants, quote, comprehensive laws that ban the creation, publication, hosting, and distribution of pornographic content in all media, and to provide rigorous enforcement mechanisms, including age verification and civil liability. The convention begins Sunday in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Paris have launched an investigation after several Jewish sites across the capital were defaced. The vandalism discovered last weekend targeted a memorial, two synagogues, and a Jewish restaurant in the city's historic district, as well as a third synagogue. An open can of paint was found nearby, and there is surveillance footage showing an individual dressed in black spray painting overnight. This is SRN News. The FDA will be taking a closer look at what goes into baby formula.
Nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Abrams of the University of Texas says the broader scientific community has been calling for the re-evaluation of infant formula for years.
The purpose of this is to take a look at all the ingredients that are in infant formula and see, do we have just the right amounts, do we have the best forms, and can we improve it?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about three-quarters of U.S. infants take formula during the first 6 months of life, and about 40% are given formula as their only source of nutrition. I'm Donna Water.
Smoke from the Canadian wildfires has brought another day of poor air quality to the American Midwest and some points east. Conditions in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan were rated very unhealthy yesterday. The smell of smoke hung over the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. More details at SRNNews.com.